Well, last night's Academy Awards had many firsts.
Wow. This has been a long time coming.
I am the son of immigrants from Egypt. I'm a first-generation American, and... part of my story is being written right now, and I could not be more grateful to each and every one of you and everyone who believed in me.
And when you think it's impossible, just remember to say this piece of advice I got from a very wise woman. I did my best, and my best is good enough. Thank you.
You heard first from Ruth Carter, who won Best Costume Design for Black Panther, the first black woman to win this. Then Rami Malek, Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody, the first Arab American to win that award. Finally, Hannah Beekler, who won the Oscar for Production Design for Black Panther. That's a stark contrast to the pool of nominees in 2015, when all 20 in the lead or supporting actor categories were white. That's when the Twitter hashtag OscarsSoWhite was born. April Rain began that campaign. It quickly gained momentum, with some actors vowing to boycott the Oscars. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences soon voted to double the number of women and people of color in its ranks by 2020. So did last night's award ceremony live up to the Academy's pledge to change? April Rain joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So you were at the Oscars last night. This was your first time attending the big event. What was it like for you?
It was an incredible experience. I was able to take my 19-year-old son, and that meant a lot to me, because when I created Oscar So White in January of 2015, it was truly because I believed that all children, regardless of who they love, where they look like, or where they're from, should have the opportunity to see some facets of their experience represented on the big screen.
Were there any favorite moments for you where you were able to step back and take a look at what you helped bring about?
Absolutely. Watching Spike Lee win for Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman was definitely one of the highlights of my night. Spike has been very generous in indicating that he believes Oscar So White was instrumental in him being nominated, not only in that category, but also nominated for Best Director, and the film Black Klansman being nominated for Best Picture. In addition, I love seeing Into the Spider-Verse win. Yeah. Black Panther won several categories, and I think that was a big win for big action franchises. That's something we've never seen before. And Hannah Beekler winning for Best Production Designer for Black Panther, and Ruth E. Carter winning Best Costume Designer. So there were a lot of very special moments last night.
And Spike Lee thanked you directly for your campaign. Here's Spike Lee in the press room afterward.
Without April Rain, hashtag OscarSoWhite, and the former president of the Academy Award Motion Picture Sciences, Sherwin Isaacs, I wouldn't be here tonight. They opened up the Academy to make the Academy look more like America. It's more diverse.
Must feel good to get a little credit from Spike.
You know, it's fantastic and incredibly humbling, but I think Spike makes a good point there, that who the Academy membership is, what the demographics are, make a huge difference. And so the Academy committing to doubling the number of people of color and doubling the number of women, I think that's why we're seeing some of the changes and some of the firsts that we're discussing in 2019. So I hope that the Academy continues and realizes that the films that won last night and in previous years are all incredibly quality performances, quality filmmaking that should be represented. And these are the types of films that always should have had accolades bestowed upon them.
It was a big night for diversity, though. I mean, there were plenty of firsts for categories. Regina King won her first Oscar for her supporting role in If Beale Street Could Talk. Black Panther's Hannah Beekler and Ruth Carter made history as the first African-Americans to win Oscars for production and costume design. Rami Malek became the first Arab-American to win Best Actor for his portrayal of musician Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. So, April, you could argue last night was the culmination of Oscars So White. Not quite mission accomplished, but there has been real progress. Where do you think the movement goes from here?
I don't think that there's any change. You know, one night does not change what we've seen over 90 years of history with respect to the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. So until we are no longer talking about firsts in a particular year, until we see every marginalized community, not just based on race or ethnicity, but also with respect to gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, age, and indigenous people in this country until all of those categories are recognized and we see facets of those experiences on screen, not just during award season, but all year long. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
I want to ask you about the Best Picture winner. The interracial road trip film Green Book won Best Picture. Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor. The movie is set mostly in the Jim Crow South in the early 1960s and depicts the unlikely friendship between an African-American jazz and concert pianist and his white Italian-American driver. But there's been some heat from some critics who call it, you know, a retrograde white savior film. Others have said that's not the case. What do you make of this win for Green Book?
You know, the concern for me has always been who is telling the stories and whose stories are being told. So some of the controversy surrounding Green Book is that Dr. Shirley's family, Dr. Shirley, who was played by Mahershala Ali brilliantly, was not fully consulted on the film and was actually unhappy with his portrayal. And so we always need to go back to the very beginning. You know, the Oscars are the pinnacle, the end of the road with respect to film. But let's talk more about who the screenwriters are, who is being consulted on the script to make sure that a full and robust story is being told. And so I think there's still more work to be done there as well.
Ali gave a great performance. I thought he deserved that award big time.
Absolutely.
April Rain is creator of the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. She's also a consultant on equity and diversity in the industry. She attended last night's Oscar ceremony. April, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.